Good evening, Avosai. Good evening. When we all know the famous episodes relating to the famous Ger, Avram, Reb Avram ben Avram, the Ger was the episode of the Vilna Gaon Count Potocki. The Vilna Gaon and Count Potocki was he became a Ger, and we all know the many stories about this Ger who was named Avram ben Avram, or Reb Avram ben Avram. And he was chased by his family and by others as well, to such extent that he was mamash mesilus nefesh, was terribly embarrassed by the fact that he became a Yid. And he was being chased and geroideft, ad kidei mesilus nefesh. He was caught at one point and he was imprisoned. There's famous episodes when he was imprisoned that the Vilna Gaon said that, sent a shliach, a messenger, that he can actually free him by saying Shemus HaKedoshim. That the Vilna Gaon, with his incredible level of Kedusha and Tahara, he said he's able to release him from this prison by saying the Shemus. The Shemus, the name of the Rebbeinu, he is able to free him. I'll be Torah Zanista. And the Vilna Gaon sent a messenger that he can do it. But the Reb Avram the Ger refused. He said, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There's various nuschos, exactly what he replied. But the point was, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and I'm happy to fulfill it. You can't normally put yourself into a situation to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and to dial Kiddush Hashem. But if you're in that situation, I don't have to pardon myself from that mitzvah. And he was readily and happily, he agreed to be killed. Al Kiddush Hashem. And that's what happened. He was killed the following day after he really had the opportunity of the Vilna Gaon said he can free him. He refused. And he died Al Kiddush Hashem with Givaldiga. It's well known, it's reported that when he died, this Avram ben Avram the Ger was killed, there's many episodes relating to that, conversations that he had, and beautiful, powerful points that he was said at that point. But it's well known there was some fire that was seen when he was killed. And the Vilna Gaon apparently said when he was killed that because of the Gewaltige Kedusha and Tahara of Avram ben Avram, this Ger Tzedek, the Kedusha was so incredible of this Mesilus Nefesh and the fact that he was ready to give up his life for Yiddishkeit. So the Vilna Gaon said that this was such a gewaltige Kedusha that the Ruach HaTumah was decreased. The Ruach of Tumah that we normally have, that's one of the requirements why we wash Negel Wasser, is decreased. The Tumah decreased because of this gewaltige Kiddush, this death al Kiddush Hashem that Reb Avram ben Avram did. So because of that, the Kedush, the disgewaltige Kedush that he created, the Tumah decreased. Reb Shlomo Zalman, who had the Mesor Ish Mepi Ish, Reb Shmuel Auerbach, said the name of his father, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who in turn said the name of his Rebbe, all the way back to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who he had heard in turn from the Vilna Gaon. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, because of that, there may be some leniencies from that time, that Reb Avram ben Avram died Al Kiddush Hashem, was killed Al Kiddush Hashem, some leniencies because of the Tumah decreased because of that action. So because of that, Reb Shlomo Zalman had Stodim Lehokel with regards to Negel Wasser. I'm saying this in the following context. We learned the Mishneh Berurah with regards to Dalet Amos, not walking Dalet Amos. Simon Aleph, Mishneh Berurah, Siv Cotton Base mentions one should be makpeh not to walk more than Dalet Amos. And I said, and it's true, Mishneh Berurah doesn't find the leniency of walking more than Dalet Amos. He doesn't find, there's no leniency. Mishneh Berurah is very makpeh and very machmeh on that. And this is true. I said this, and this is true. This is what the Mishneh Berurah paskens. However, if one tries to understand the Mekilim, I'd like to add this as well. If one tries to understand the Mekilim, the ones who are Mekil, again, it's not like the Mishneh Berurah paskens. But if a person wants to understand the Mekilim and walk more than Dalet Amos before washing Negel Wasser, Shlomo Zalman said it's based on this episode and this on this incident with Avom Ben Avom. I myself was zoicha to ask once Reb Chaim Kanievsky a number of years ago. And I asked him a letter. I sent him a letter a few years ago. I used to send him a lot of letters, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And I asked him that, is it true to be medayek from the Mishneh Berurah that he doesn't have that mesoira? It's quite interesting that the Mishneh Berurah considered himself a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. We all know that the Mishneh Berurah himself was not zoicha to see the Vilna Gaon, of course, but he did see people who saw the Vilna Gaon. And he made a point in stressing that he really considered himself to some extent a Talmud of the Torah of the Vilna Gaon. And I thought that it's quite interesting to notice that Mishneh Berurah doesn't mention anywhere this kula that Reb Shlomo Zalman reports because of the Avom ben Avom, the Ger Tzedek, who was killed. He doesn't mention anywhere any leniencies because of that. So Lichoyon Kim B'Medaitas implies that he doesn't hold of this. He doesn't hold of this. So asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky a number of years ago, asked him this question, is it true that the Mishneh Berurah doesn't have that Mesoira or Reb Shlomo Zalman Paskins unlike the Mishneh Berurah? And he answered me something really interesting. Chaim Kanievsky, do you think what would you think Chaim Kanievsky would answer? I mean, one has to go to Chaim Kanievsky to answer like Chaim Kanievsky, but sometimes it's a bit. What do you think?
Either yes or no.
Either yes or no. He always very sharp. But he said, he added a couple of words. He said something very interesting. He said, "Ein lifsoik memaisim." He answered. He said, "Never pasken from a story." Which I think is really interesting, because Shlomo Zalman had the Mesoira going back, mamash, literally hundreds of years, and he was happy to go with it, but he said that we don't pasken according to that. Mishneh Berurah doesn't pasken from the story. Which is very, very interesting. Very, very interesting insight. I'm just putting this in context because, yes, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't hold of it, but I just want to explain where the Mekilim are coming from. It's Shlomo Zalman how he explains this, and he had the Mesoira for that. I want to add an additional point, which I just heard today. Pardon? Correct. It is not. I want to add one element which I heard today, and I think there's a chesidish taste to it, but I heard it from the Belzer Dayan. Dayan Eckstein, he told me an additional element to that, which I think is really powerful. What do you think about this? I think it's really, really powerful thought. Again, Reb Chaim won't agree to that, but I think it's a powerful point. The Belzer Dayan told me, he told me that L'chayre, there's no doubt about it. If this gewaltige Kiddush Hashem that was created by the Avom ben Avom, who was killed al Kiddush Hashem, that caused the gewaltige Tahara in the world. So Kal v'chaymer ben benoshel Kal v'chaymer, said the Dayan, that surely during the Holocaust where we had millions and millions of people dying al Kiddush Hashem, surely this also should cause some tumah surely was taken away because of all these Yidden who died al Kiddush Hashem purely because they were Yidden. Millions, not one, but millions of Yidden, surely the same. So there's no Messiah for that. Not like we found by Reb Shlomo Zalman about the Avon Benav, but surely the same concept may apply. This is what I heard from the Dayan. I think it's interesting. He wanted to, the reason why he said it was that he wanted to explain why some people are lenient with regards to some halachas of Tum and Tahara. He said, maybe this is a way of being Melamed Tzchus and explaining why some people are Mekel. I just wanted to share that with you because I heard this today. This leads us to Seif Gimel. Roy l'chseif gimel. Roy l'chol yirei shemayim. Anybody who is yirei shemayim, it's appropriate for him. She'emeitza v'doyeg al chorban beis hamikdash. It is appropriate for anybody who is yirei shemayim, they should be meitza, should be in agony, and he should be concerned about chorban beis hamikdash. It's a level of yirei shemayim, and if we work on it in the 3 weeks and in the 9 days, that's already quite a level, but it is appropriate for anybody who's got Shemaim to think about it constantly. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Tes explains how Tikkun Chatzos should be said. Not many of us are zoiche to say Tikkun Chatzos, but I do remember that in Eretz Yisrael there was a Chatzos Chabur in a certain house late by night. And I was just there once. I don't need to be choshed. I was there, but after I'm walking out, I heard bitter cries. A Yid cried bitterly, and I happened to know the house of that individual was mamash a tzaddik, mamash a elich Yid, and it was noticeable. They were saying Tikkun Chatzos. So yes, there are still people who are saying Tikkun Chatzos. The Mishnah in Tzivkot Nyud says something in that context. He says something really interesting. In Tzivkot Nyud, he says she'emetzar, but then he adds some crucial words. Aval ha'toyre v'atfile yeh besimcha. Yes, a person should be concerned about the Chorban HaBayis. Yes, a person should be sad about the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, we are all upset about not having the full Gilui Shechina, but at the same time, when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs and tefillah, a person should be happy. Never lose yourself in agony, never lose yourself in sadness, even when it is. Situation of Klal Yisrael is bitter, situation of Klal Yisrael is not easy, and there's lots to be sad about, but when it comes to Torah and tefillah, it should be besimcha. The Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Nyud, Sifkot Nud Aleph says something interesting. Choben Beis Hamikdash says the Mishnah Berurah because of Ashla, the Heilige Shlo writes, Shebechol Seuda Yoyme Al Naharois Bavel. Before every Seuda, the person should say Al Naharois Bavel before benching. Uve Shabbos Vechem BeYomim Shein Oimrim Tachanun. But on a Shabbos and Yomim Toivim, any days that we don't say Tachanun, Yoyme Shir Amalois Beshuv Hashem. As we know, we will say Shir Amalos before benching. We are Iker, and the main thing Sheyeda person should then make Ka'oma what he said. V'achah Kavonas Aleiv, and according to the Kavonat intention of the heart, Hein Advarim are the words. So the main thing is to have Kavonat. But it's very interesting because the whole source of saying Shir Amalos, I think we all say Shir Amalos, we all sing Shir Amalos before benching. The source of that is a Shlach Kodesh. But does everybody who say Shir Amalos say on weekdays Al Naharois Bavel? I don't think, for some reason, I don't think everybody does. And it's the same Shlo HaKadosh, it's the same source. Yes?
Is it the same, is it when we say Tachnun or when we say Musab that we say?
According to, no, the way he puts it is that it's the days we don't say Tachnun. Yeah. Yeah. There is, yeah, so there are people, you are right, there are people who have a minik. It's true. Unlike the Shlo HaKadosh, there are people who have a minik that they say Al Naharois Bavel when there is Tachnun. When there is no Tachnun, they won't say anything. And on days which you say Musaf, they will say Shir HaMaalos. So there is that minig as well. But what the Shlach Kodesh is said, as brought down in Mishneh Berurah, is not that. But it's interesting. Continues the Mechaber, and continues the Mechaber in Tzif Dalet. See, if Dal is an introduction, not to be misinterpreted and not to be misquoted, the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch is an introduction to the following few Seifim. Let us see this inside. Toiv, it is right, it is proper. Me'at Tachnunim, to say few words of Tachnunim, of Bakosha, of demands to davening to the Ribbono Shloilom, Bekavona, with great Kavona, Meharbois, rather than to say a lot, Beloi Kavona, without great Kavona. It does not mean what some people seem to be quoting, that this rule doesn't always apply. I mean, what if a person feels he can say Psuke de Zimra, but he can say some Psuke de Zimra, if we would leave out some Psuke de Zimra, he would say with greater Kavana. Would that apply as well? Don't say all the Psuke de Zimra. Don't say all the Psuke de Zimra. You know, skip out half, because you can say the rest with greater Kavana. Would that apply as well?
If you can say part of Psukit Zimra with more Kavana to say less of it.
With regards to Psukit Zimra, I would be very interested to see that. I'd be very interested to see that. I'd be very interested to see it. Yeah, wonder. What the Poskim over here say, and that's what he's referring to, is that it's only referring to extra tefillahs. Extra tefillahs, which aren't absolute obligation. Of course, all the tefillahs which we need to daven, which are obligations to daven, of course we need to say them. No excuses. No two ways about it. Things that we need to daven, we daven, full stop. This is an introduction, Seif Dalet, and that's not to be misquoted. Seif Dalet is an introduction to Seif Hei and Seif Vav, and the next few Seifim, which are going to tell us some additional tefillahs, which a person, it's proper and nice to say that, but you don't need to. So when it comes to those extra, can I call it extra curriculum? I'm a teacher after all. When it comes to those, then you don't need, then when it comes to that, then the halacha would be toiv, better to say some of them with great kavana than all of them without kavana. And it doesn't apply to other areas of tefillah where you need, where there's an obligation to daven. So what are those extra tefillahs? Sifei, Toiv loima, it is proper to say. So you see that it doesn't actually say you need to. It says toiv, it is proper. Toiv loima, parashas Akeda, it is nice, it is proper, it is, I don't know if proper is right. It is nice to say parashas Akeda, it is nice to say parashas Akeda, and it is nice to say parashas Hamon. It's nice to say parashas Hamon as well. It's nice to say aseret adibras in the morning. For parashas oila, umincha, shlomim, vechatas ve'osham. It is nice to say those. It's not an absolute obligation. It's nice to say them. Why do we say those? Sifkot Yud Gimel in Mishneh Berurah says, Parashat Akeda you'd say, Koidim Parashat Kabonas. And he says, V'yochol loyma Parashat Akeda Parashat Hamon afilu b'Shabbos. You can say that on Shabbos too. If you do say it, you can say it on Shabbos as well. But then he adds very essential words. V'ein da'i b'amira. It's not sufficient just to say it. If you do say Parashat Akeda, if you do say Parashat Hamon, if you do say Aseres HaDibros, don't just say it. Rather, Elo, only Yisboinen, think about what you're saying, Mashu Oima, think about what you're saying, V'yakir Niflois Hashem, and think about the wonders and the miracles of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chein Masha Omru, and also what the Gemara says, anybody who says Ashrei Sholish Pa'omim B'chol Yoyim, anybody who says Ashrei three times a day, Moftach Loi is promised Shuben Olam Haba, that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Gamken Boifin Zeh, someone who just rattles off Ashrei three times a day, I'm afraid that's not an entry ticket to go to Olam Haba, says the Chofetz Chaim. Just because you say Ashrei three times a day, that's not good enough. But rather, what the Gemara means, but somebody says Ashrei is going to get Ben Olam Haba, it's not necessarily an entry ticket. What you need to think about what you're saying. Only if you think about what you're saying, only then you'd be entitled to go into Olam Haba. Why do we say that? Why do we say Parashat Akeda? People who do say Parashat Akeda, why do they do that? What's Parashat Akeda? What do you think that Parashat Akeda? What do you think about when you say Parashat Akeda?
I think a person would think about how much a yid should do. Sacrifice,
says the Chofetz Chaim. V'tam la'miras kol zeh, ki b'parashat Akeda, ki de'lizko yischus oves b'chol yoyim. First and foremost, the Chofetz Chaim, the schus oves. We're all standing here today in the schus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And, most importantly, the Akedas Yitzchak. But, as well as what you're pointing out, v'gam, ki de'lachnia Yitzchak, Moshe Mosle Yitzchak ben Avshu. Beautiful, beautiful words of the Chofetz Chaim over here. Not just the remembrance of Mesiras Nefesh, of the Akedas Yitzchak, not just the remembrance of that, but also to teach us, just as Avraham and Yitzchak had such outstanding and unique Mesiras Nefesh, we should also a little bit have Achnoas Halev, that's what the message is that when we say Parashat Akeda. What about Parashat Hamon? What's the message of Parashat Hamon?
Hashem gives Parnassah and sustenance.
Panos and sustenance. Says the Chofetz Chaim Parashat Hamon, person says Parashat Hamon, the main intention should be, Kedei sheyamin b'chol, shekol mezonosav, person should believe that all a person's panosa, boing, comes b'ashkocha protis. Everything comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We, yes, of course, ishtadlus, yes, of course, we have obligation to do something about it, but ultimately, anything comes from the ashkocha protis. What about Aseres HaDibros? And that's fascinating what the Chofetz Chaim says over here. What about Aseres HaDibros? Why do we, what's the intention of, what would you have in mind if you say Aseres HaDibros? Asom Amorim. 10, 10, Asom Amorim. Nice thought. Sounds like a Kolod Yaakov shtickle. Sounds very nice, yeah. Yeah. Chofetz Chaim says, I mean, I would have said, what do you have to think about when you say Aseres HaDibros? Pardon?
Says
the Chofetz Chaim, Aseres HaDibros, Kedei sheyizkor b'chol yoyim ma'amad ha-Sinai. The person should remember the beautiful, the unique ma'amad ha-Sinai, Kabbalah HaTorah. Not necessarily the Aseres HaDibros per se. It's not the mitzvahs, it's the ma'amad ha-Sinai. When we stood there, all our neshama stood by Sinai, we received the Torah, this unique event. That's what we should think about, the event, Ma'amad HaSinai. Ve'ischazek, yishubim ischazek imunosu ba'Hashem. This is what a person will think about when he says Aseres HaDibros. Parashat HaKabonos, when it comes to Parashat HaKabonos, Damrino b'menochos, Zoyos Teres HaChatos, Kol HaOysik b'Teres Chatos, Ki'ilu Hikriv Chatos. When a person says Parashat HaKabonos, it's because the Ma'amad Chazal, what the Gemara says, anybody who learns any and he is oisek, he deals with Parshas Chatos, it's as if he actually bought a carbon Chatos. We'll speak about this in Yetzer Hashem still. Says the Ramo. The Ramo says, V'dafke b'yochit, this is all, if a person says it b'yochit, dafke b'yochit mutaloy ma'aseres adibus b'chol yoyim. The Ramo is not so happy about his aseres adibus. He says, you know, if you say aseres adibus, you can say it b'yochit. Avol also lomron betzibo. Don't say aseres adibus betzibo. Don't make a communal aseres adibus in the morning. Guess why? So you'll think it's only that. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Design, top line on page 10, Sivkot and Design, Bet Sibo, don't say it publicly, don't make a communal says it, Mipnei HaKoifrim, because the people who attack HaKoifrim, that HaPikoyrsim, Sheyoimru, Ein Toira Elozu, they'll say that it's all, only thing we've got is a 10, is a Seres Adir, but there's nothing beyond that. So, because we don't want to, if we start every day before Bashachis, we start saying that says the but what will people start saying? Ah, that says the but that's it. Anything which is not part of that, we don't keep to. So therefore, it's not very recommended. It's not right, says the Ramah. Don't say the was publicly, because you're going to end up leading, it's going to mislead the Koifrim. Especially nowadays. Therefore, Lochen ein Koifrim oisei gamken al kuntres amyuchel tzibu. Don't do it on, don't print it, don't make ein koismin oisig amknal kuntres hamiyuch letzibo. It sounds to be that there was some kuntresim, I don't know if it's a more booklet or more something hanging, I'm not quite sure what he's referring to, but don't do it. Very good, that's a very interesting question. I'm not sure what the answer is. But it's a valid point. Chofetz Chaim says, Shavu says, don't make a big thing about Aseres HaDibros. Because people will just think that the Koifrim will say, see, only Aseres HaDibros, you don't have anything beyond that. So don't mislead them. Don't do a big point about Aseres HaDibros. It's a good point what you're saying, that we generally, the minhag is, that on top of the Onah Kodesh, we normally have, some shuls only have the Aleph to Yud, and others have the Aseres HaDibros. Why is that different? Yeah. Very nice. What a nice svara. Yeah, Rabbi said, such a nice svara. Because it's next to the, it's on the one on a koi, there's no chashash. What a beautiful svara. Yeah, I'm buying this off. Definitely. Very, very nice. I do want to also point out something which the Mishnah Berurah mentioned earlier. The Mishnah Berurah mentions over here when it comes to Sif Kot Nyut Aleph, I forgot to mention it, I'm sorry. He does say, when it comes to the, thinking about the Beis HaMikdash, he puts it over here, and he says, probably because of time-wise, that's more or less when you would do it. He says at the end of Sif Kot Nyut Beis, Mishnah Berurah says, Zoichodom Likboya Loi Eis, a person is obligated to find himself some time, Eis Lilmoit Sifrei Musa. Person is to find himself some time to learn Musa. Bechol yoyim voyoyim. Every day a person is to find some time to learn Musa. Imhaat, imhaat, but whether it's a little bit or a lot, don't have to start spending 2 hours on it every day, but a little bit of time. Musa, says the Chofetz Chaim, you need to. Ki agol mechaveiroi, whoever is, we all know the man mechazal, whoever is, the greater you are, yitzvah godol amen. Don't think that because I'm past that stage already, I'm already a certain level, I don't have to learn Musa anymore. On the contrary, says the Chofetz Chaim, the more you're steiging, the more you're developing yourself in Yiras Shemaim, the more nisyonis you have got. You never pass the stage, and therefore the tavlin ayetzahara who teichachas mama chazal, and tavlin ayetzahara, and the best way to fight and to work against the Yetzirah is to learn Mamori Chazal. Mamori Chazal, which influence you in Yiras Shemaim. Interestingly, what the Chofetz Chaim seems to be saying over here, that's my own duke, you can either take it or leave it. The Chofetz Chaim seems to say, well, how do you define a Musa Sefer? How would you define a Musa Sefer? How would you define a Musa Sefer? What's nowadays a good Musa Sefer?
Plenty.
Plenty. Yeah, like what? Very good, Mesilas Yesharim. Yes, very good. They're genuine Musa Sforim. See, I sometimes think about Musa Sforim by other types of Sforim. I would have sometimes occurred to me that other Sforim, which influence you in Midas and fight the Yetzirah also considered. But you're quite right. From the Chofetz Chaim, he seems to be saying, Tavlan HaYetzirah, the best way of fighting Yetzirah, Hutechachas Ma'amori Chazal. It's what Chazal teach us. The way Chazal look at it, Ma'amori Chazal, Ma'amori from the Gemoras are the most powerful way to fight Yetzirah. That's what the Chofetz Chaim seems to be saying. So other ways of Musa, it may not be fitting completely in that category. He seems to be saying, particularly Chazal's approach is the main approach to fight the person. That's what he seems to be saying. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Over here he says that it's appropriate and it is proper to learn Musa every day. We all know what Bishol Salanta, we'll finish off with that. Bishol Salanta was once approached by somebody and he said the person had a very busy businessman with a lot of very hectic schedule. He said he can only learn 20 minutes a day. And he wants to ask the Bishol Salanta's advice. What should I learn? Should I rather learn a bit of Chumash? Teresh Biksav? Should I rather learn a bit of Gemara? Teresh Baal Peh? It's very crucial. What should I learn? Maybe Mishnayos? What should I go for? The Bishol Salanta said, you know, you should learn 20 minutes, you should learn Musa. Musa? Musa, why Musa? The Talmidim, Reb Naftali, Imam Saddam, one of his main Talmidim, asked him why Musa out of all things? I mean, Musa is very choshuv. Bishol Salanta was the founder and the miyasad of the Musa learning in Yeshiva. Why Musa? I mean, it's understandable, it's important, but if you have to choose for 20 minutes, you're going to do Musa. So Bishol Salanta said, because if you're going to learn 20 minutes Musa a day, he's going to realize that actually, he's got more than 20 minutes per day you should be spending on learning. And that's what the Heilige Rabbi Bishol Salanta said. Mm-hmm.